It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Oh, I'm glad you're with me. I've brought you something very special to see. Here it is. You saw how carefully I brought it in. It's a dozen eggs. But wait till you see these eggs. All different kinds. But they're all eggs. Mm-hmm. Would you count them with me? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Each egg laid by a different bird or animal. Let's take them to the kitchen. Now, first of all, I have something to ask. Picture, picture. Hi, picture, picture. If I said the word dozen, what number would you print? 12. See? Dozen eggs. 12. Good. Thank you very much, picture, picture. Can you read? You're welcome. Good. Come to the kitchen. Hi, fish. Now, there are little name cards here. We'll put these name cards on. Here's ostrich. Now, the biggest egg in the whole world is the ostrich egg. A great big bird lays the egg. This is it. Isn't that huge? Ostrich. Just put it right on there. Now, the smallest bird is the hummingbird. See if you can see down here the smallest egg of all. Here it is, isn't it? For the hummingbird. See how tiny that is? Beautiful eggs. Okay, now, this one is a duck egg. I remember that. There. Can you make a sound like a duck? And this one is a robin's egg. It's a beautiful blue. A robin's egg blue. Now, let me see here. Gee, I don't remember. Oh, here's one other I remember. This one is a crow. The crow is a beautiful, black, shiny bird. And look at the kind of egg that it lays. A lovely speckled egg. But I've forgotten these others. I think I'll just call my friend at the museum, see if he could help me. Dr. Parks was the one who loaned these to us, so I could show them to you. When you need help, just call for it. Sure. Zzz. Zzz. It rings. Hello, May I speak with Dr. Kenneth Parks, please? Hello, Dr. Parks? It's Fred Rogers. Yes, those eggs are beautiful. I remembered some of them, but not all. Yes, I'm afraid I need some help. You would? Oh, thank you. Oh, that would be just great, because I want to be able to show my friends exactly which ones are which. All right, we'll wait for you. Thanks, Dr. Parks. Bye-bye. He said he'd come over. There's a friend for you. Mm-hmm. While we're waiting for him, why don't we sing a song together? I've heard so many of you sing Everybody's Fancy, and you sing it so well. So why don't you and I sing it together now, all right? Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Good. There's some fancy fish. There's some food fish. Oh, there's the back doorbell. Maybe that's Dr. Parks. No, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you. Here's the special book you ordered. There you go.
Well, thank you very much. Could you stay with us?
Oh, no. Very busy today. Very busy. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. I hope you have a very good day. This is a book that I've wanted to show you. Now, there's someone knocking at the front door. Maybe that's Dr. Parks. It is. Hi, Dr. Parks.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Come in, and thank you for coming to help us.
Well, I came as soon as I could.
I have the eggs in the kitchen.
Good.
These are my friends, Dr. Parks.
Hello.
Now, I have some of the names on.
Well, now let's see which ones you remembered. Mm-hmm. You remember the ostrich? That's easy. That's the largest bird.
Mm-hmm.
And you remembered the hummingbird? That's easy. That's the smallest bird.
Mm-hmm.
And you remembered that very, very pretty color of robin's egg blue, so you have the robin labeled right. And you remembered the duck egg.
And the crow.
Oh, and you remembered the crow's egg, too. That's a nice one. Very pretty colors.
Now, there are these left.
All right.
I wish you could tell me about that beautiful black one.
Isn't that a strange egg? That is, you'll notice, almost as big as the ostrich egg. That's the egg of the second biggest bird in the world, which is called the emu. It lives in Australia. And although it looks sort of like an ostrich, you see how different the egg looks.
Yes.
Now, some of these others. This egg is the egg of a tinamou. Have you got a label for tinamou?
There's tinamou.
All right, we'll put that one there. The tinamou is a bird that lives in South America, and it looks a little bit like a chicken. But you see how different the egg is from a chicken's egg. It has that dark color and that very shiny shell. It looks almost like an egg made out of china.
It's beautiful.
Now we have this egg here. This little egg is the egg of the red-winged blackbird. It's plain on one end, but if you turn the egg around, you see that it looks as if somebody scribbled with a pencil on one end.
Very, very strange markings. There, isn't it, then?
Yes, that's the red-winged blackbird. Have you got that card?
That's a very long card.
Too big for the box.
Red-winged blackbird.
Right. Now, this egg over here is different from the others. It doesn't have one end pointed and one end broad. It looks almost like a ping pong ball. Mm-hmm. In fact, if it was a little rounder, it would look like a ping pong ball, and you might lose it in a drawer full of ping pong balls. That's an owl's egg.
Oh, that's the owl.
Okay.
Almost round, that owl egg.
Now, this big, fancy egg has a very special story. This is the egg of a bird called the murre, and I think it got its name as an imitation of its call.
You mean it sounds like that?
It sounds something like that, yes. Mm. Now, the murre lives on rocky cliffs along the ocean, and it lays its egg right on a little ledge. Now, when the wind blows, an ordinary egg like the duck egg would roll right off the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
But the murre's egg, with a big end and a pointed end, when the wind blows, it just rolls around in a circle and doesn't fall off.
Isn't that fascinating? So it made it just right for... Here's its name.
All right, we'll put the egg down, and we'll put its name in it. Now, we have only two eggs left, and neither of them are birds' eggs. This one on the end is a snake's egg. That's the egg of a black snake. And instead of a hard shell, like a bird's eggshell, it's rather like leather to the feel.
Yes, like leather.
And we have only one card left. Well, that must be the platypus egg.
Platypus.
And, of course, the platypus isn't a bird either. Its face looks a little bit like a bird, so we call it a duck-billed platypus. But a platypus is a mammal with hair, like other mammals, but it lays eggs.
Well, now we have them all named.
Gee, well,
thank
fine.
You. That's just what we needed.
Good. Well, I'm always glad to help, Mr. Rogers.
You certainly did help us. Were you always interested in things like that?
Well, that's what my mother tells me. She says that I started being interested in birds when I was 3 years old. I can't remember, but I have to take her word for it.
3 years old. And now you know so much about them. My goodness. Thanks for your help, and please give my regards to all my friends at the museum.
I will, Mr. Rogers. Goodbye.
Thanks, Dr. Parks. Bye. A helping neighbor. Mm-hmm. So now we've seen a lot of different eggs. A dozen of them. Let's call the trolley. For some reason, I've been thinking of Digger DeGorum. Hi, trolley. Maybe we could pretend that she comes today in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay? I'm sure she's interested in museums and all kinds of things. Yeah. Would you take us, trolley? Let's pretend together that we're going to the neighborhood of make-believe.
There's the trolley. Let's greet the trolley.
Hello, trolley.
Good old trolley, you know what it does. It goes that way and this way.
Trolley looks very well today, doesn't it, King Friday?
Digger DeGorum coming to visit with us.
Yes, King Friday.
I always enjoy her visits.
Yes.
Have you told her our exciting news, Henry?
No, sir. You see, she just arrived, and she said that she wanted to see you first thing.
Good old Digger DeGorum, my Latin teacher.
Yes.
Yes, tell her she may see me in 13 seconds.
In 13 seconds, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
13 seconds
yes, sir.
From the time that I leave you.
Oh, of course, sir.
Yes, are you ready to look at your watch?
I am ready.
Yes, very well. Now I shall leave, and you will begin your 13 seconds.
Now. Mr. Gorham, King Friday says that he will see you in 13 seconds.
Same old king.
Yes, but he does have some new news for you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How touching.
Yes, it's going to be exciting, too.
Yes, I think so. The second must be 13.
Yes, I get right on the button.
Salve, magistra.
Salve, vex.
Just a moment until I call my queen. Sarah? Oh, she's this way.
Oh, hello, Friday.
Sarah, Digger DeGorum is here.
Oh, hello, Digger DeGorum.
How do you do, my queen?
What a pleasant surprise. Friday has told me of you so many times. He loved your work with him in Latin. As a matter of fact, didn't you teach me how to say hello in Latin?
Yes. How do you say it? Why don't you say it to her?
Salve.
Sound wave, Regina.
Oh, is that lovely? Well, I do so well. I mean, I'm feeling very nicely, and had Friday told you our news?
Not yet.
I want you to tell her, dear.
Oh, yes, what is your news?
Well, we're expecting to have a little baby in the future.
Oh, that is new news. You must be very pleased.
Of course we are. We will be the first to have a baby in this neighborhood. The very first.
Oh, my congratulations to you both.
We accept your congratulations. Now, Sarah, you must go on and rest now.
Oh, Mr. Gorham, perhaps since you're King Friday's teacher, you could tell him that when a lady is expecting a baby, she often feels better than she has ever felt and doesn't need to rest all the time.
That's very true, Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Women have a wonderful feeling of wanting to do things when yes. they're planning
yes.
a family.
Mm-hmm.
When your queen needs a rest, she'll know it. And she'll take it.
Very well, then. Just so she takes good care of herself and the baby.
Young mothers do that naturally.
Oh, how sweet of you to help me so. Won't you come to visit a bit inside, Mr. Gorham?
I'd love to. Oh, I'm so pleased for everybody here.
Yes, well, of course we are, aren't we, Sarah?
Very much so.
It was a pleasure seeing you, Mr. Gorham.
Yes, and thank you very much for announcing me.
Oh, that was fine. And if you need me at all, I'll be on the other side of the trolley tracks.
Come along, ladies. Come along. We'll have our visit inside.
Farewell, Majesties.
Farewell, handyman.
Farewell, handyman.
Oh. Hi, trolley. Yes, Digger de Gorham is here for a visit. That's right, she's a very busy lady. Just like Lady Elaine. Lady Elaine won the fast throw at the boomerang contest yesterday? Wow, that is new news. Well, let's go see Lady Elaine, okay? This handy man would like to congratulate this handy lady.
For what?
Well, for winning the fast throw at that boomerang contest yesterday.
Oh, that contest. I practiced a lot and I threw the fast throw and
yeah.
back came number one. I was number one. But that Barbara Boomerang, she wanted to be queen.
Well, she might be queen of the boomerangs, but you were first place in the fast throw.
That's right. First of all. First of all.
That's right, Lady Elaine.
I really practiced a lot, too.
Oh, of course you did. And you know what? I bet you didn't have to upset anyone to win either, did you?
Not one soul.
Oh, I'm so excited. Not...
What's that?
What's that?
Oh, what good news I have. I'm so excited.
It sounds like Elsie Jean Platypus. Well, what's wrong with her?
Better go see.
Oh, yes, we're coming, Nate.
Oh, the news I have to tell. Oh, the news.
What
What is it?
What's the matter?
What is it, Elsie Jean?
Oh, the news I have to tell.
Well, what's going on here?
Oh, I have the best news. I could hardly wait to tell you all.
Well, don't wait. Just tell.
Yes.
You mean you want to hear it right now?
Of course, silly. What are you waiting for? Oh. Television coverage?
Oh, I'm so excited. I just can't wait to tell.
Well, what's wrong? You sound as if you've laid an egg or something.
Oh, how did you know?
You mean you did lay an egg?
Well, I already have.
Well, where is it? I want to see it.
Well, it's back in the tunnel here.
Well, I want to see it.
Oh, but no, you can't see it. See, they don't like to be disturbed. In fact, I'm going right back to sit on it so it'll keep warm.
Oh.
Now, Jean, does that mean that you're going to hatch a little duck-billed platypus?
Yes! Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, Well, it'll be able to play with King Friday and Queen Sarah's baby.
Yes! Isn't that lovely?
It is lovely. Tell me, Elsie Jean, when will your egg hatch?
Oh, in about 10 days.
10 days. Mm-hmm. It'll come before the king's kid. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Go back there and sit on that egg, Elsie Jean. Make it hurry along.
Oh, all right then. Well, goodbye.
Mrs. Platypus, how does Dr. Bill feel about all this?
Oh, well, you can ask him yourself.
Where is he?
Oh, he's back in the tunnel here. He's looking at the egg.
Dr. Bill! Congratulations to you, Dr. Bill.
Congratulations, Dr. Bill.
Oh, thank you, Bill, much, friend. Thank you, Bill, much.
Oh, let's go tell everybody else. What a great day.
Bye.
Oh, goodbye, Elsie Jean. Oh, wonderful.
A handy lady and a handyman in a museum go round that swings.
Woo!
Charlie? Mrs. Platypus just laid an egg. Isn't that something? Yeah.
Isn't that great, Trolley? Oh, boy. Always something exciting here, isn't there, Andy?
Yes.
So the platypus family's going to have a little baby platypus. That'll be fun to make believe about, won't it? The book that Mr. McFeely brought me had pictures of real platypuses. Here they are, a mother and father platypus with the platypus egg. Snake. There's a snake with its egg. That's how you write snake. That was that great, big, beautiful black egg. That was the emu. See those birds that lay that big egg? Oh, that's the one that twirls around up on the cliff so that it won't fall. The mer. Can you say mer? Mer. It's probably what they sound like. This is the shiny one. The shiny egg with the... That's the tinamou. Tinamou. Oh, there's the crow with its pretty speckled egg. Mother and father crow with the egg. Oh, there's the long-eared owl with the owl egg. X the owl would like to see that, I bet. And there's the duck. Aren't ducks beautiful? Fancy? there any more? Oh, yes. There's the tiny hummingbird. See, the mother and father are tiny. There's the egg that the mother lays. Tiny hummingbird. Oh, there's one more. Robin. Remember the blue robin egg? Now let's take the book back and the eggs back, because we borrowed them. Do you like that? Oh, there's so many interesting things to see and hear in the world. A lot of people who want to show them to us. When you borrow things, you take them back. I'll be back. You know when? We'll make believe more about egg hatching tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Careful, careful, careful. You make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Just as every egg in the whole world is different, so is each person different. That's why each one's so special. Yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.